draw. Okay, there he is. There's the roster. Newark, Newark Station, Mount Vernon, Newark.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.
Struggling with lower back pain, recovering from an injury, Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy in Fort Laramie can make sure you get the care you need to get you back to your normal activities sooner and to get you moving forward again. Jim Spitzer at Pinnacle Sports Therapy has 21 years experience in outpatient settings and treating athletes of all types. He's a fully qualified and licensed physical therapist and a good guy to know. Jim develops a customized treatment plan and a specialized home program. He treats all kinds of sports injuries, plus orthopedic neck and back pain, bulging discs, headaches, and other ailments. Pinnacle Sports Therapy accepts all major insurances. A doctor's referral may not be needed. For 14 years, Jim Spitzer has served all ages at Versailles Physical Therapy and Sports Rehabilitation in Versailles. Pinnacle Sports Therapy, 700 East Park in Fort Laramie. Phone 937-419-1491 to start moving forward.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambach Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything, from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores, the Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Oh, crap.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy. Chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
Your number one resource for electrical, industrial, and energy-efficient products and services is Dickman Supply. We've got the premium products you need for lighting control, decorative lighting, and standby generators. Dickman Supply, large enough to offer competitive pricing plus an expanded inventory, but small enough to be personable and flexible to meet your needs. Hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. DickmanSupply.com.
Superior Aluminum Products in Rushi is a big supporter of area high school athletics. After 55 years, family-owned Superior Aluminum continues its progress. To support our growth, we're currently looking for qualified applicants. Stop in and see Craig Fissinger to discuss your employment opportunities. And if your home improvement project requires railings or porch columns, swing by your local lumber yard today to discuss a solution from Superior Aluminum, the industry leader. Picture your options online at SuperiorAluminum.com.
Before or after the big game, taste victory at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Juicy roasted chicken dinners plus cheesy and meaty homemade pizza take the lead at Brookins. Saturday night doubles the score. Not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. On a fast break at lunch, hustle to Brookins for the two-piece roasted chicken meal, the deep-fried pork tenderloin sandwich, or the patty melt with caramelized onions on griddled bread. Anytime, treat yourself to the Tomahawk Burger, a regular in everyone's lineup, a favorite starter, Brookins Wings, slam dunked in hot, medium, or mild barbecue. For the main event, sink your teeth into a savory 12-ounce New York strip. Brookins' family-friendly atmosphere is tops by a long shot. 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Place your carryout now. Call the right play at 937-420-2222. Don't pass on Brookins. Hit the ground running. Order online, BRUCKENSPub.com.
A 5-point second half for Botkins, which is still amazingly right in this game. Pretty baseline left, goes to the rim, great feed, Carter Kleiman, got it for two. 36-34, Botkins within a goal. 3:22 to go, fourth quarter. Blocked on the play. Blocked on the play. Jacob Kleiman. Outlet to Paul. Botkins for the lead. Jamison Meyer. Good! Good! Botkins up one. Botkins up one. Jamison Meyer hoisted in a 29-footer.
What a great shot, a great break, and what an incredibly great block by Kleiman at the other end. I mean, he just stuffed him.
38-37. Trojans trail. Jamison Meyer back on the floor for Botkins. Carter Kleiman inbounding right of the rim. On the arc to Jamison. He lets it fly for 30. It's good! It's good! Botkins up two. Botkins up two. Jacob Kleiman to the stripe. 7:4 to go. 1-1. If he makes the first, this game should be in the books. Free throw, Jacob Kleiman up. It is rimming around and going in. Oh, it shook the whole backboard. It rattled in the cylinder for a couple seconds. Kerplunk! It fell through. Botkins up four. 44-40. 7.4 remaining. Is there any denying this is by far the best D4 boys basketball team in the state of Ohio in 2021? No.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And they're going to get that really nice gold trophy to put in their case to be able to show everybody that they were.
Colleen Brandewee knocks it down. She hurled in a triple, a high archer. Redskins 51, Convoy Crestview 20. Fort Laramie, AP poll champs 3 straight years. This is state title number 3 in the last 8 completed OHSAA state tourneys. Here's Riley on a theft. Riley Heitkamp stole it and blistered her way down the floor 60 feet to the rack. Beautifully done by Riley Heitkamp to close out this game.
11 young ladies have scored now for Fort Laramie.
Oh, my goodness. Celebration. Pandemonium. Fort Laramie girls out on the hardwood. They are hugging and rejoicing. Unfinished business is now completed. It's finished. Fort Laramie denied an opportunity to play in the state championship 1 year ago because of the health crisis. Comes back in a big way here in 2020-21 to win the state title easily, beating Convoy Crestview 66-24 and McDonald 60-26. Wow. No doubt who the best club is in the state in girls D4.
No, there wasn't one when we got here, but they certainly went out there and proved it.
And again, congrats to the Redskins seniors, Caitlin Gaston, Corinne Heitkamp, Kenzie Holcher, Dana Rose, Jane Putoff, Clara Gebhardt, Paige Eidelman.
They had to wait 2 years to get this, and boy, they never lost focus, ever.
Baseline left shoulder. Oh, what a maneuver. Oh, what a maneuver. Great drive. Shoulders, head fake to the rack for a deuce.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
It is a doubleheader tonight from here at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Boys Division 4 regional action. And we expect 2,500, 3,000 fans in here before the night is over. The first game to tip in about 10 minutes between Tri-Village and East Knox from Knox County and the Knox Morrow Conference. Game 2, it's Botkins versus Springfield Catholic Central. In the opening game, Tri-Village 23-3 on the year, ranked number 3 in the state of Ohio, 11-0 in the Western Ohio Athletic Conference, 19-6 by way of record for East Knox, 8-4 second place finish in the Knox Morrow Conference. Tri-Village averages about 20 points per game better than East Knox. East Knox best player, Shane Knepp, spelled K-N-E-P-P, nearly 18 points a game, fine outside shooter. He helped lead East Knox to a district championship over Grove City Christian. East Knox pulled away, won pretty easily. East Knox chose to go into Central District number 2 as the 3 seed. That was an avenue to this Southwest Regional. And the opponent today is Tri-Village head coach Ryan Powell of East Knox. 5th year, it's his best team. Josh Sagister, head coach, Tri-Village, 2 stints as the mentor of this boys program, totaling 15, 16 years, 13 years the first stint. He's got probably, if not his best club, about the best in his 2 tenures here at Tri-Village. It is a big team, Chuck. I'm anxious to see how this team from East Knox copes with 6'6", 6'6", 6'5",
for Tri-Village. By the way, I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. If you didn't know, Jack with Chuck here from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Somehow, some way, East Knox has got to limit the scoring in the inside game of Tri-Village. Not sure how they'll get it done.
Well, they're a big basketball team. Tri-Village are incredibly talented. And Lane Sarver at 6'6 will go out and shoot a three ball on you as well as anybody in the state of Ohio. So that makes him a double threat inside and out. East Knox is going to run into a basketball team that they probably have not really seen this year. Tri-Village, tall, shoots it. They play really good defense. I think East Knox is going to have to play by far their best game of the year to stay in this game tonight with Tri-Village.
Head coach Powell of East Knox, as I mentioned, fifth year Barnesville High School graduate, went on to Ohio State. His club is defensive oriented. It's got some football players on it. They are strong, physical. They will stand their ground. D is their forte. Shane Knepp, as I mentioned, leading scorer in the team, 38% three-point shooter, 77% from the free throw line. Overall, this team is not an outstanding three-point shooting club by any means, 27%, 62% on free throws. Tri-Village needs an off game, and East Knox has got to play rock-solid defense to throw a wrench into Tri-Village's plans to advance to the regional championship on Friday night.
Well, they're going to have to use their football size to their advantage inside. They're going to have to be strong and physical without fouling, because Tri-Village will also go to the line, and depending on who you foul, they've got some good free throw shooters also.
70% free throw shooting team is Tri-Village on the year. Wilson Sugg, 76%. Josh Scantland, 76%. Lane Sarver, 77%. 21 points a game for Sarver, 12.5 a game for Suggs, 10 for Scantland, 8 for Justin Finkbein, who is a 33% three-point shooter. Dalton DeLong, 6 points a game. He, too, a 33% three-point shooter. Wilson Suggs, uncanny, Chuck, 49% from behind the arc.
Yeah, he's an outstanding shooter. And I'll tell you something else East Knox has never seen. A boys basketball team with 15 assistant coaches on the bench. Okay, only 7, but still quite more than you normally see in a high school basketball program.
And East Knox has less than half that, 3. East Knox, the home team in the white with purple trim, called the Bulldogs. Tri-Village Patriots in the royal blue, white numbers outlined in red. Should be a very interesting matchup. It's a cliche. We've said it many times before, Chuck. The underdog, East Knox, has got to hang with them for the first half. Can't get 8-10 points behind right out of the chute and expect to come back against this big, talented Tri-Village club.
Well, they have to prove to themselves that they can play with Tri-Village right now. If they come out, they make some shots, and have some stops defensively, the more excited they become during the game, the better shot they have.
From storm doors to garage doors, the Francis Schulze Company in Rushi offers the winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency using the highest quality building components. For these two teams tonight, there are key building components for the club from East Knox. It's Shane Knepp. He's got to go off for 20-plus. He needs a super game here tonight. He's got to get good support from Dylan Moreland, Peyton Lester. They're both averaging around 8 a game. They've got to hit double digits, 10 or 11, in order for East Knox to hang with Tri-Village here tonight. Key building components for the Bulldogs. For Tri-Village, it's go to the big, 6'6", 6'6", 6'5". That combination on the inside with good three-point shooting has been deadly all year long for Tri-Village. Those are the key building components for these two clubs tonight. Remember, the finest building components from Francis Schulze in Rushi can provide you with storm doors and garage doors, which also display that winning combo of style, durability, and efficiency. Francis Schulze in Rushi, well known for providing the very best building materials for lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists everywhere. We'll take a one-minute pregame radio station break. A one-minute pregame radio station break is upcoming next. Many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna on 25A, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville, hundreds of brands, four locations, one solution, Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney, high quality furniture, priced right, go Goffney, we've got you covered. Local Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner in 2006 and 7. Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? Osgood Bank in Osgood and Chickasaw in Mercer County. And in Fort Loramie and Indian Lake, do well, be good, Osgood Bank. SecureCom in Minster, online at securecom.com, SecureCom. The pros in protection. The Sydney Daily News, the best sports page coverage around. Our broadcast partner, WMVR. 105.5 TAM FM, serving all of West Central Ohio. Don't forget Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster. We help you buy, sell, build, and develop real estate. Phone 419-628-3107. 1 minute radio station break now. It's Tri-Village. It's East Knox. Regional semifinals, Boys Division 4 from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Back in a moment on scoresbroadcast.com.
For 76 years, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has been family-owned and operated. We take pride serving your family by helping you create a home you truly love. Visit our spacious showroom at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Goffney has everything from sofas and sectionals to beds and mattresses to chairs and recliners. Goffney has bar stools, kitchen tables, servers and sideboards, and even kids' bunk beds. Our service and selection make us far superior to the big box giants and e-commerce megastores. The Goffney family has perfected the best destination around for furniture, mattresses, and home decor. We're so popular that customers come from Dayton, Columbus, and Fort Wayne. Shop and buy online at Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com. Curbside pickup and delivery at 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney. Our family has you covered.
Our starting lineups are next on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
One of the most highly respected businesses in Shelby County is Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home on South Ohio in Sydney.
We have been serving Sydney and the surrounding communities for 155 years. We offer traditional and cremation funeral services and complete funeral prearrangements to meet the needs of all families.
Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home, a continuing tradition since 1866. Online at saul-mcgillandtangemanfh.com.
Airstream is seeking production associates to join our growing team. Located in Jackson Center, Ohio, Airstream's employees assemble towable travel trailers and luxurious motorized touring coaches. With record sales and a new state-of-the-art production facility, Airstream is now hiring for numerous general production positions. Work first shift and earn up to $26 per hour with production and attendance bonuses. Visit airstream.com/apply to learn more. Be part of an iconic legacy at Airstream in Jackson Center.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Bulldogs of East Knox being introduced to then Tri-Village. Chuck mentioned head coach Sagashore Tri-Village. This is an outstanding club. Remains to be seen if it's his best ever, because he does have a state championship under his belt.
Well, they had a Cook and a Linkus back in those days.
Yeah.
And those young men could play, too. That was a great basketball team.
Opening five for East Knox. Shane Knepp, 6-foot senior guard, nearly 18 points a game. Peyton Lester, 6'2 senior, 8 a game. Dylan Moreland, 5'9 senior, running the point, 8.5 a game. Sam Whitney, 6'3 senior, 5 per outing. Ethan Rhine, 6'5 sophomore forward, 4 points a game. Opening five for Tri-Village is as follows. Dalton DeLong at guard, 6-foot junior, 6 a game. Wilson Suggs on the perimeter, 6'1 junior, 12.5 a game. Front line of Josh Scantland, 6'6 senior. Lane Sarver, 6'6 senior. Justin Finkbein, 6'5 and a junior. The three averaging in this order. Scantland at 10, Sarver 21, Finkbein at 8. Opening possession turns empty for Tri-Village to start the game. It is East Knox ball.
2-3 zone played by East Knox, and Tri-Village did not handle it well on the first attempt.
Chuck, I think highly powered, top-ranked clubs like Tri-Village, you need to at least test them with a zone defense.
Oh, I don't think there's any doubt. If you come out and try to play a man-to-man, you're going to get skunked.
Right. Here is East Knox with the ball, forecourt down to a right. We are at courtside, about three or four steps off the center line. Looking at the scores table, the Fairmont Firebirds logo across the way. Tri-Village bench down to a right. And the Bulldogs, East Knox coach, ahead of us to our left. East Knox taking time off the clock, dribbling on the perimeter. We played a minute 10. No score in this game. East Knox working it. It's Knepp. Gives it up straight away to Rhine. Rhine 35 feet out to Knepp. Knepp on the bounce. He is picked up by Suggs. Ball goes to the foul line. Thinking about shooting was Rhine. Thought better of it. Gave it up on the perimeter to Dylan Moreland. Punched out of bounds by Tri-Village. 6:36 to go in the first. No score.
Now, we talked about Tri-Village offensively, and they're outstanding, but they play really good defense also.
And Tri-Village is contesting every pass right now. In fact, East Knox can't penetrate the three-point arc. A little reluctant to do so, trying to milk time off the clock and shorten this first quarter of the game. Sloppy pass by East Knox. Result of the steal by DeLong. He blazes down the floor. Blocked on the play from behind by Knepp. Quickly, East Knox forecourt right. Long three by Lester. Short, no good. Rebound stuck up there by Rhine. A little heavy on the shot. Rebound to Tri-Village. Oh, what a block on DeLong.
Yeah.
He had a driving layup.
Yeah. Looked like an easy one. And, boy, he came in and had a heck of a block from behind.
Ball thrown out of bounds. No, deflected by East Knox in Tri-Village's forecourt. Well, we played exactly 2 minutes and no score. Nothing on the board.
Tri-Village hadn't shot it yet.
Nope. Dalton DeLong has it straight away. Outside the arc on the right to Suggs. Hooks a pass into the lane. Josh Gantland, open look. 6-footer, hit the rim twice, came off. Rebound baseline right by Sarver. Sarver rolls to the rim and lays it up and in over the iron. Low block right. Easy one. Offensive rebound. Sarver after it hit the deck. And it's 2-0. Tri-Village draws first blood. Here's Knepp at midcourt for East Knox. Now to Lester. All over him is Sarver. DeLong crowds Knepp, who goes foul line into the paint. 7-foot leaner, and he's clamped on the arm, foul to get 2 free throws. Knepp is very good at doing that. Crafty penetrator, 77% free throw shooter on the year. And he was the Knox Morrow Conference Player of the Season. Shane Knepp at the stripe. Dips the knees and flips it up and too strong off the back heel. 2-0 Tri-Village, 5:15 to go first quarter. Second shot by Knepp. 4 bounces. Flexes those knees. Eyes the goal. And pops it home. 2-1 Tri-Village. Here come the Patriots to midcourt. It's DeLong on the bounce. Gives it up left wing to Scantland. Now it's rotated right side to Suggs. There's a high lob from outside by DeLong. Down inside, low left to Scantlin. Caught it above the rim to the left to the iron and dropped it right through. Easy does it.
Well, they set a nice backside screen for him and then against the zone. Easy basket.
4-1 Tri-Village. They've gotten two chippies down low for the two hoops. 30 feet away with the ball. Moreland to Lester outside the arc in the right. It's Knepp. Popping out to catch is Ryan. 6'5 sophomore juggles. Lost it. Picked off by Tri-Village. Blazing a trail down the floor. Sarver missed the gimme. The rebound tipped right back to him, and he banked it in. Couple of goals for Sarver. 6-1 at Tri-Village. We played nearly 4 minutes. Opening stanza. With the ball, left corner. It is net for East Knox. Throws into the paint area. It's caught and laid in by Dylan Moreland. Well done. First field goal for the Bulldogs. 6-3. Here's a long triple try by Tri-Village. Swish! Lane Sarver from the left flank buries it. 9-3. Tri-Village. East Knox. Knepp fumbled the ball in backcourt. Gave up his dribble. Threw it up the near side to a teammate, Whitney. Stolen on the play by Tri-Village. Raked away by the Bulldogs. Goes out of bounds. It will be Tri-Village possession with 3:39 to go here in the opening quarter. And it is 9-3. No, it's ruled to have been touched last by the Patriots. And the Bulldogs will throw it in. It goes to Knepp in backcourt. No score for 2 minutes. And then in 2.5 minutes, Tri-Village pours in 9 very quick points. Foul line, it's Whitney. Whitney on the arc to Carson Steinmetz, who's in now, 5'9 junior guard. He passed up the 3, gave it to Knepp. Right corner, Whitney. Short corner, baseline J, 12-footer, long. Weak side rebound tie-up occurs. And the arrow will enable East Knox to keep the ball. 3:13 to go, opening quarter of play. 9-3, Tri-Village up 6. Baseline, left of the rim. It is Steinmetz, the playmaker. He peers in, can't find anybody. Air mails one out toward the Kettering Fairmont logo. Shy at midcourt. Caught there by Knepp. Knepp being handled by DeLong. Gave it up to Steinmetz. Had an open player inside. Couldn't locate him quickly enough. Gave it up. Got it back. Steinmetz shot the 3. Ooh, it rimmed. In and out. No good. Long rebound. Tri-Village. Barreling down the floor. Tanner Print, 6'1 sophomore, was in. Gave it up on the arc to DeLong. Baseline right. Open look for Finkbein. Passed up the shot, though. Gave it up. Got it back. And stumbling into the paint area goes Finkbein. He turned it over, walking with the ball.
They got a little bit of a bump, but you got to be stronger than that. They're not going to call that foul.
2:41 to go. First period of play. 9-3 Tri-Village. Knepp in backcourt. Pressure, three-quarter court style by the Patriots. It goes to Steinmetz, middle of the floor. Hand off to Lester. Not over the timeline yet. Oh, they got it. 9.5. Barely beat a 10-second violation. Steinmetz 30 feet away. On him is Scantlin, 6'6 and 5'9. Here's Knepp with it. Fakes right, goes left, foul line, hop, step, and a jump in the lane. Little runner, hit the heel, kicked away. Tri-Village has got it. 2 minutes to go, first quarter. 9-3 Tri-Village. DeLong at midcourt. Outside the arc to Scantlin. Goes deep left corner to Sarver. High left to Tanner Prince. Back to Sarver. He hoists up a 3. It's all cord. Right down through the ropes. Boy, that was pretty.
10 now. Yeah, he's got the sweet jump shot.
What a game for Sarver. Double digits in the first 6-plus minutes. And it's 12-3 off and running is Tri-Village. Here's Shane Knepp, 30 feet away. Goes to the deep corner. Now short corner. Baseline doesn't shoot. Cross court to Steinmetz. Into the top of the circle, Peyton Lester shot deflected, wide left. Rebound Tri-Village, DeLong on the move. Up the floor, head of the key, scans the defense from East Knox. Gives it up to Scantlin. Deep right corner at Sarver. Hoisted it, no, off the iron. Weak side rebound laid up by Scantlin, a little heavy on the shot. Ball goes to DeLong, though, at the foul stripe. Wide open player, baseline right. Justin Finkbein powers to the basket, and he's jammed from the backside and fouled, and Finkbein will get two. Seems like after three or four passes, Chuck, there's an open player somewhere for Tri-Village.
Yeah, they've got really good ball movement tonight. They're just an outstanding basketball team.
Free throw by Finkbein, short off to the right. No, 12-3, Tri-Village. A minute three to go here in the first quarter. Second game tonight, Bodkins against Springfield Catholic Central. Should be a very good game. Two clubs with great records, both ranked in the top 10 in the state in the final AP poll. Both foul shots missed by Tri-Village. Here is Knepp up the floor into the lane. Ball pried loose, shaken away. Tri-Village has it, but the Patriots are out of bounds down on the baseline. 45 seconds to go, first period. 12-3 in favor of Tri-Village. Patriots in the road blue, white numbers, red trim. Purple and white, East Knox colors. Baseline left, Steinmetz, the lefty, arches one up from 10 feet, strong. Long rebound right wing to Knepp, 22-footer, short. Rebound, Tri-Village, off and running. Sarver got away with a travel, barged into the lane, foul from behind on East Knox. Going to be in the act of shooting with 31 seconds to go in this first quarter. 12-3, Tri-Village. Chuck Sarver caught that ball top of the circle, took a couple three running steps before putting the ball on the deck. It seems like even the high school officials are letting that go. Foul shot good, but Sarver up and in. 13-3, Tri-Village. Seth Cook on the floor now for Tri-Village, 6'3 junior. Height leaves the floor. Height enters the floor. It's a big club. Sizable roster. Both free throws in. Backcourt, Steinmetz to Knepp. Knepp deals up the right side to teammate Sam Whitney. Whitney goes to the elbow, doesn't shoot, looks at the clock, 17 ticks to go. First
double
quarter.
Dribble.
14-3, Tri-Village. Yep, you're so right, Chuck. Ethan Ryan hammered the ball on the floor with the two hands.
He had forgotten he had dribbled once.
And with 15 ticks left, Tri-Village has a shot at the last goal of the first quarter. Up by 11. Ball rotated right wing. East Knox doesn't come out and guard Sarver, who missed the three. Easy rebound. Seth Cook right in front. And that's how the first quarter closes. Stick back just before the buzzer. But Tri-Village is Cook. 16-3 Tri-Village after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Got a mobile phone glitch? We're the fix. The cell phone shop in North Dayton at 2041 Harshman. Off I-75, take Needmore Road Southeast, and you'll extend right into Harshman Road. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. At the cell phone shop on Harshman in North Dayton, we fix phones, tablets, PCs, game consoles, MacBooks, laptops, and more. We'll fix your phone while you wait. Broken glass, charging port, digitizer, camera, speaker, unlock service, and even water damage. The most prompt and reliable cell phone repair in Western Ohio. The cell phone shop. Needmore to 2041 Harshman in North Dayton. Diagnostics are free. No fix, no pay. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off at the cell phone shop in North Dayton. 937-567-0878. 567-0878. Any make, any brand. If we can't fix it, no one can. Cell phone ShopDayton.com.
You are listening to today's game on ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, the radio on your phone for high school sports, and you're tuned to a simulcast of our online presentation via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Thanks very much to our radio station sponsor, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, DC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Sydney Troy Picklebody Karstark. Opening second quarter of play. Cook at the high post. Gives it up to a three-point shooter straight away at Jason Hale, 5'8 senior for Tri-Village. He knocked it down. Whistle blew on the ball rotation violation, Tri-Village.
Illegal screen.
Wipe out the goal. Score remains 16-3, Tri-Village early on. Second quarter play. Tri-Village now with all five blue shirts in backcourt. Pressing East Knox, which has had a little difficulty getting the ball up the floor. It's taken the Bulldogs 8-9 seconds, numerous trips. Left of the timeline is East Knox. Ball stolen. Taken away by Cook. Cook slides into the lane. Missed the gimme. Rebound, Tri-Village. 1, 2, 3, 4 unselfish passes. Long triple by Scantlin. No good off the back iron. Long rebound to Knapp. Look at him go down the floor for East Knox. Into the lane against the taller defender. Missed the shot. And the rebound comes off to Tri-Village. Had it not been for the size of Tri-Village on defense there against Knapp, Knapp probably would have made the shot. Here's an elbow right jump shot in and out on the play by Tanner Prince of Tri-Village. Rebound down to East Knox. Straight away it's Whitney, who launches the three wide right. Oh, look at the rebound. Yanked off the glass, but Finkbein. Long feed down the floor to a teammate, Tanner Prince. He angles in from the right wing, banks it up, and good. Whistle blew before the shot, foul against East Knox. Negate that basket. 6:38 to go, second quarter. East Knox, one field goal in the game in well over 9 minutes. 16-3, Tri-Village make it 17-3. Free throw, Tanner Prince is good. Second one here for Prince of Tri-Village, which shoots fouls extremely well, over 70% of the year. 37% behind the arc from distance. Outstanding shooting club, over 50% from the floor all year long. Second free throw was good. Tri-Village riding hard. The ball handler coming up the floor, Whitney for East Knox. Common foul called in backcourt. Scoreboard reads 17-3. After one free throw was made, one missed by Tri-Village. 6:28 to go here in the second quarter. In backcourt, Peyton Lester throwing it in. East Knox, the white uniforms, purple numerals outlined in gold. Dribbling up the floor is Peyton Lester. Lester against Lane Sarver. Baseline ball fed to Knapp. Knapp around one Patriot. Hooking foul against Tri-Village. Common ball out of bounds. 6:16 to go. Second quarter, 17-3, Tri-Village. Tri-Village Patriots ranked third in the state in the final poll. Botkins and Tiffin Calvert tied for the top spot. Outside the arc, straight away, Ethan Rhine. Now to Knapp, 30 feet away from the basket. Finds a player open, baseline left. It's Rhine. Spins, ducks under. Little four-footer, danced off the iron. Lid on it for East Knox. It just will not go down. Straight away, three. Pumped up there by Tri-Village. Off to the right for Scantlin. Long board, though, to DeLong. Right back to Scantlin. High left to Suggs. Now DeLong, who barks out of play. Popping out to catch is Josh Scantlin, who looks down inside for Sarver. Then goes straight away to Finkbein. Ball rotated to Sarver. Now DeLong at the elbow on the right. Tri-Village continues to run a pattern here. Baseline right is Scantlin. Scantlin shot it up from 8 feet, missed it. Got the deflection on the board and laid it in with the left right in front. 19-3 Tri-Village, which is getting a lot of second and third shot attempts.
Oh, they've got 10 offensive rebounds. Easy.
Wow. Deep right corner with the ball. Steinmetz for East Knox on the arc to Knapp. Can't get the three away. Makes a wraparound pass to a teammate. Top of the circle, it's Whitney. Here's a right wing jumper from three-point land to Peyton Lester. It skids off the rim. Foul, Tri-Village on the rebound attempt, out on the floor. official may have felt a little sorry for the Bulldogs there. I don't know.
I saw them both go down. I couldn't tell who initiated the hook. One of them hooked the other one, but official looking right at it.
Ball inbound to deep left corner. Knapp. Long, high arching triple is good. Good looking shot by Shane Knapp, K-N-E-P-P. Knox Morrow Conference Player of the Year. And the score now reads 19-6 in favor of Tri-Village, which tries to drive down the right side of the lane. Couple bodies hit the deck, Suggs and Scantland. One of the two fouled. Actually, it was Suggs who was bumped on the way to the cup. Couple free throws for him. 13-point lead, Tri-Village. We're near the midway point of quarter number two. Free throw by Suggs is good. Here's the young man who's a 49% three-point shooter. He makes better than 3 of 4 on the year from the free throw line. These two in a row, dead center. 21-6 in favor of Tri-Village. Here is Knapp being double-teamed in backcourt for East Knox. He maneuvers up the right side into the half court now. He's on the arc, picks up his dribble, delivers to a teammate cross-court. Caught low on the left by Lester. Lester with a shot fake. And wow, climbing the ladder on his shoulders is a Tri-Village defender. Couple of free throws here for Peyton Lester for the Bulldogs.
Well, that foul was on Scantlin, and I'll tell you what, that was scary. He was on his shoulders and up in the air. Luckily, he didn't fall straight back.
Yeah. Down to 4:12 to go, second quarter. Second game to follow tonight. Isn't scheduled to tip until 8 o'clock. Might tip off a little bit before that. This game will end somewhere around 20 till 7 or so. So we will go back to WMVR 105.5 TAM FM between games for probably every bit of 30 minutes of radio station programming. Here is one free throw made, one missed on the play by Lester of East Knox. Rebound down to Tri-Village, which has the ball headed to the key. It's Finkbein. Finkbein gives it up to Ty Linkus, 6'6 senior, who's in. And the play in the corner busted up by East Knox, but a foul. 4 minutes even to go, second period. Team fouls, 6 each way. Both teams in the bonus. The final 4 minutes of this first half.
That was the third foul on Lester. He's going to have to sit now.
Ball thrown deep left corner, wide open to Long. Jacked up the triple, hard, no good. Nice weak side rebound, shovel shot by Suggs. Yes, that was pretty. Wilson Suggs, offensive board, and from down around his knees, flipped it up and in. Again, the work on the offensive glass by Tri-Village has been terrific. Trying to attack, pressure is East Knox down the floor in a jiffy. Ball laid off on the left for the driver, Ryan. And at the last second, a deflection on the play, but Tri-Village ball goes out of bounds. Timeout East Knox, 3:34 left, second quarter, 23-7. Tri-Village on scoresbroadcast.com.
We don't just build homes, we build neighborhoods. Wygant Real Estate and Development in Minster is the region's only full-service real estate building and development company. For over 44 years, Wygant has been your neighbor. We assist residents in West Central Ohio in buying, selling, and building homes, farms, and commercial and industrial properties. Our 70-lot Stonegate subdivision is one of Wygant's newest neighborhoods, located on the northeast side of Minster. Wygant is also offering lots in Park Place and Deer Crossing subdivisions, both in Minster and in Woodland subdivision in Botkins. Custom build your new home in one of our subdivisions or on your own building lot. There is no substitute for experience. We continue to provide quality and service to you, the customer. Reserve your lot today or to sell or build your new home. Call us at 419-628 3107. Call Wygant Real Estate and Development today.
Are you looking to buy, build, or refinance a home? Well, Osgood Bank has got you covered. Whether you are a first-time home buyer with little or no down payment, buying a home on acreage, or you need cash out refinancing. After the timeout, East Knox throws in. Long three, left corner, Knapp, no good. Rebound kicks to Steinmetz, throws to the post, stolen by Tri-Village. Osgood Bank has got you covered in more ways than one. The experts at Osgood Bank are fast, friendly, and will service your home loan from the beginning to the end. Osgood Bank in Osgood, Chickasaw, Fort Laramie, and Indian Lake. Do well, be good. Osgood Bank, member FDIC, equal housing member, osgoodbank.com. Missed shot by Tri-Village. Defensive rebound on the play by East Knox. And going the length of the floor, 70 feet. Herky jerky move by Knepp in the paint. Good. Quickly down the floor comes Tri-Village. Here's a baseline J from 15 by Sarver. Off the back iron, no. Rebound Knepp. Long pass down the floor. Intercepted by DeLong of Tri-Village. To Sarver. Gives it up left wing to Suggs. Suggs on the bounce into the top of the circle to Finkbein. Finkbein, a one-hand pass outside the arc on the right to Sarver. He's not guarded closely. He throws up a three. It circles the rim. No. Rebound East Knox, three on two. Knepp pulls up, hoists the three. Missed it strong. Weak side rebound, Tri-Village. 2:16 to go first half. 23-9, Tri-Village. Patriots set and shoot the three. It's Dalton DeLong. He drills it from distance. Dalton DeLong, a 34% three-point shooter on the year. Cans it from deep. It's 26-9, Tri-Village. Baseline right with the ball. It is Dylan Moreland. Gives it on a weave to teammate Sam Whitney. Whitney's checked on the baseline. Now to Knepp. Knepp being guarded by two men. Goes baseline right. Whips a pass below the rim. Opposite corner of the floor, Knepp went down. Blocking foul, Tri-Village. 1:40 to go, second quarter. 26-9, Patriots. And at the free throw stripe is Knepp. I believe it's the one-and-one for him. It is. Both teams are in the bonus. What do you think of this Shane Knepp? Good-looking player for the East Knox Bulldogs.
I can see why he would be the player of the leg.
Free throw is right through. 26-10. How many for him of the 10 for East Knox?
5, 6, 7.
He's got 7 of the 10 points registered by the Bulldogs so far, does Shane Knepp. Flexes those knees and connects on a second one to make it 26-11. Tri-Village up 15, 90 seconds to go here in the first half. DeLong for Tri-Village walks it to midcourt. Throws outside the arc on the left flank to Suggs. Suggs gives it up to Sarver. Sarver penetrates, pulls up, and scores from 10 feet away. Tough to stop. Sarver at 6'6". Got a real good form floating jump shot. Here's East Knox trying to attack against the press, barreling down the floor into the lane. A lot of contact, foul on Tri-Village. Suggs picks up foul number 2 for the Patriots. 28-11, Tri-Village. Knepp back at the stripe for 2 for East Knox. Fires it up and in. Swish. 28-12. It was Knepp's fine scoring production which led East Knox to a victory over Grove City Christian in a district championship, leading East Knox to this regional semifinal. Second free throw rimmed. Rebound down to Tri-Village. 28-12. 16-point spread, Tri-Village. Here's Sarver inside the arc, left flank. Rises up, swish. Woo. Wow.
You can't stop that.
Nope. You got to be on him with a hand in his face, and to do that, you got to have somebody 6'5", 6'6".
With some quickness.
Yeah, guarding Sarver. Here's Steinmetz in the left corner. Feeds it off on the play to Sam Whitney. Whitney's hemmed in. Good defense by Cook. We got a piece of the shot. Rebound pinballed around. Scantlin's got it. Outlet to Sarver. He's out in front. Out in front. Dunked it. Dunked it. A flush. The bench for the Bulldogs wanted to travel. Don't think there was one. 32-12, 20-point margin of difference. 16 seconds to go, first half. Foul line, it's Knepp. Gives it off baseline left to a teammate, Dylan Moreland, to the rack. It is no good. It skimmed off the rim. Rebound is jammed out of bounds by East Knox with 8 seconds to go. Let's see what Tri-Village does. the length of the floor here in the final eight. Here comes DeLong with five to play. Gets a screen. Barrels right wing. Juggled the ball. Lost it. Nep at midcourt for East Knox. Ooh, in and out at the buzzer. Almost went down. Would have been a nice consolation for Nep and East Knox had that gone in, but it did not. 20-point game after two quarters. Tri-Village 32, East Knox 12. We've got a two-minute radio station break upcoming. Two-minute radio station break is next. I remind you that we are on the air here on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks to the Family Resource Center based in Findlay, an office in Sydney, FRCOhio.com. We believe people recover. Victress Health and Wellness in Anna. Receive online care at victresshealth.com. You are treated individually with functional medicine. The Cell Phone Shop, Harshman Plaza, Harshman Road, which is South Needmore in North Dayton. Call 937-567-0878. Mention Scores Broadcast and get 15% off. Saul McGill and Tangeman Funeral Home in Sydney, serving families with dignity and respect. Recently added underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com for tournament play. Knox Machinery in Franklin. Shout-outs to Jerry Garrett, general manager. Nick Meyer, sales engineer at Knox. Both live in Fort Loramie. Precision Strip in Minster, also in Tip City, Middletown, Kenton, Perrysburg, cities in six other states. Airstream, Inc. in Jackson Center. Brunson Welding and Golf Carts in Anna. We say hello to those folks. They've got a novelty product, street legal golf carts at Brunson in Anna. And soon coming on the air with us, Schnipple Construction in Botkins. Two-minute radio station break. It's halftime. It is Tri-Village way out in front over East Knox, 32-12 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victress Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victress Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorshealth.com/radio. That's victorshealth.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victor's Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six West Central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee. We welcome you back to Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. It is all Tri-Village in front, 32-12 over East Knox in this first of two regional semifinal games here tonight. Botkin, Springfield Catholic Central to follow. Our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Your amazing glass connection, AAG Inc., is the industry's clear choice. Chuck?
Well, Tri-Village, we talked about their size. They have a 23-12 rebounding advantage, 11-5 on the offensive boards. East Knox, to their credit, only turned the ball over 7 times in the first half. Against the Patriots turned the ball 4 times, 5 of 8 from the free throw line for Tri-Village. East Knox 4 of 6. Individual scoring for East Knox, it's all Shane Knepp. He has 9 of their 12. Dylan Moreland has 2, and Peyton Lester hit a free throw. He scored 3 of 9, 12 for the half. Tri-Village led by Lane Sarver with 18. Then it drops all the way down to Scantlin and Suggs with 4 each. They got 3 from Dalton DeLong and 1 from Tanner Prince off the free throw. They were 16 and 16 for both quarters, and they lead it 32-12 at the half.
Oh, Chuck, how do you defend this Tri-Village team, which has had a fantastic season? Tri-Village lost its opener to D1 Mason, 60-46, lost to an excellent Division III Proctorville Fairland at an event down at Ironton on December 21st before Christmas. Other loss to Botkins, a game you covered, 51-50, double overtime here at Flying to the Hoop at the Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. Since then, not one setback, but Tri-Village victories in January, notable ones over Troy Christian, Fort Recovery. And then in February, defeated Hamilton Baden and had a cakewalk victory over Waynesville. Preble Shawnee, which was a solid club, has just steamrolled right through the tournament. My goodness, you don't have the size. If you can't match up with them at 6'6", 6'6", 6'5", it's tough to slow down this Patriots bunch.
Well, you ask how you defend that size. You defend it with the size that and quickness that Botkins has. That's why that was such a tremendous game the first time.
Right.
So I'm hoping Botkins obviously gets there, but it's not going to be an easy one in this second game tonight. It's going to be a lot tougher than what Tri-Village is getting out of East Knox.
Oh, yeah, no question about that. Halftime score, 32-12. Tri-Village in front over East Knox, 4 minutes away from the start of the third quarter. That is our halftime report brought to you by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, your amazing glass connection. AAG Inc., the industry's clear choice, here on scoresbroadcast.com.
The new $35 million FC Cincinnati soccer facility is spectacular, and American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie played a major role in its futuristic look, said Mike Spencer, AAG Field Superintendent.
AAG, by completing such a state-of-the-art project, is leading the way and raising the bar of excellence for FC Cincinnati and other soccer clubs to follow.
Well, I'm a big soccer fan.
Okay.
And kudos to FC. This new soccer complex is beautiful.
Well, you're looking at a project completed by American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Well, kudos to them, too. Their glasswork is amazing. It's gorgeous.
At the new FC soccer training facility, AAG installed over 14,000 square foot of exterior aluminum framing and glass.
And AAG completed a lot of interior glass work too, Mike.
Yeah, we completed more than 10,000 square foot of interior glazing, including mirrors, custom glass, and aluminum office frames.
And in 2019, AAG renovated the B deck at Ohio Stadium, the home of the Buckeyes.
AAG turned the creative dreams of Ohio State and FC Cincinnati into reality.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie.
Their glass work is amazing.
AAG Inc. OH.com.
I bet you didn't know that Precision Strip is number one in the industry in metal processing and technical capabilities. And it was founded in 1977 in the heart of a 1 square mile farm town in Minster, Ohio. Precision Strip has grown to over 1,300 associates who are employed at 15 locations in 6 states, including Ohio plants in Minster, Tip City, Kenton, Middletown, and Perrysburg. The associates at Precision Strip are dedicated to providing the best teamwork and customer service, and on a daily basis, doing the exceptional.
We are problem solvers who challenge the status quo and drive improvement.
We are family working safely for our loved ones.
We stay true to our values, caring and respecting one another.
We embrace change as we journey through our career.
We care about our customer relationships.
We are Precision Strip. Learn more about us and career opportunities by visiting precision-strip.com.
Precision Strip, doing the exceptional.
Join the team of loyal associates. Go to precision-strip.com. Click on the Careers tab and learn about current openings and job benefits at Precision Strip in Minster, Tip City, and many other locations in six states.
We'd like to thank you so much for joining us here on ScoresBroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM. It's high school basketball from Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. East Knox versus Tri-Village, one of two Division IV boys regional semis tonight. 20-point lead for Tri-Village. We kick off play here in the third quarter. Second game to follow tonight at 8, pitting Botkins against Springfield Catholic Central. Here's a long three ball by Knapp, the good outside shooter for East Knox to start play in the third period. It's off the rim, the backboard no good. Rebound down to the Patriots, who bring it up and go down inside right away. Caught with the left hand by the 6'6", Josh Scantland, and he sticks it in right off the glass.
They just came out of the halftime with a set play.
Here is Knapp streaking up the near side for East Knox. He's shouldered, fouled aggressively by DeLong. 7:26 to go here in the third. Inbounding right in front of us is numero 4, Peyton Lester. Kicks it into Moreland. Moreland back to Lester, 25 feet away. Now Moreland. Straight away handling the ball is Steinmetz. Pitch and catch on the arc for East Knox. 30 feet away from the basket, well behind the arc. Ball thrown right side to Sam Whitney. He's now straight away with it. Gives it up on the left flank to teammate Dylan Moreland. Here's a telegraph bounce pass, top of the circle, and stolen by Sarver, off and running. Reach-in foul from behind by East Knox. That saved a dunk, probably, at the other end.
It did, but that was on Lester, and that's his fourth. Not that it's going to make a whole lot of difference.
So Peyton Lester, who wears number 4, is saddled with 4 fouls and sits down. 6:57 to go here in the second period. Third period, I should say. Dalton DeLong, top of the circle to Scantland on a weave. It goes to Wilson Suggs. He's got a little lane drive. Flipped it up, no good. Stick back miss by Scantland. Rebound Sarver, reset. Three-point ball DeLong. Short, no good. Solid board on the play by Whitney of East Knox. 34-12. We've had 2 points scored in the first 90 seconds of the third period. Top of the circle, Moreland. Gives it up on a weave to Steinmetz. Steinmetz hands off to Knapp. Knapp right in front of his coach, Ryan Powell. Knapp retreats after starting to drive. He's now at the Kettering Fairmont logo at midcourt. Knapp's doubled outside the arc on the left. Flipped it to Nathan Strebe, a three-point shooter. In off the bench, a 5'11 junior. He misfired. Rebound Tri-Village. Broken up, stolen to East Knox. Taken right back by Tri-Village. Patriots have it. Suggs on the arc to DeLong. Far left corner, Suggs. Suggs rotates it around. Now DeLong, right flank, tries to enter from that spot to Scantland. Does. Gets it down low on the right. Power move, Scantland. Two men on him. He still sticks it in off the glass. Midcourt with the ball. It is Whitney for East Knox. Might have turned it over. Might have gone over and back. One of the two, violation called against the Bulldogs.
He did both, but they only gave him one turnover.
5:27 to go here in the third quarter of play. 36-12 in favor of Tri-Village over East Knox. Inbounding right in front of us, Josh Scantland for the Patriots. In backcourt it goes to Dalton DeLong. Up the left side to Scantland, to Sarver. Nifty little shovel pass inside to Finkbein. Couldn't get it to drop. Rebound yanked out of there on the play by Moreland. Good hustle by him. Down the floor to Knapp. Thought about shooting the three. Nearly fouled 20 feet away. Ball was pried loose. He dribbles. Goes to the opposite corner to Moreland. Moreland out high. Top of the circle. Picked up by DeLong. Knapp is free. Right wing. Long one. Short. Weak side rebound, though, by Whitney. Into the lane to the fadeaway shooter. Good by Ethan Ryan. 12-foot turnaround up and in. 36-14 in favor of Tri-Village. 4:38 to go third quarter. Here's a shot by Finkbein inside the arc, left flank. He buries it. It was Sarver, not Finkbein. A couple of strides inside the three-point stripe. He has got shots from every distance imaginable. Dribble drive into the lane. Whitney ducks under, flipped it awkwardly toward the rim. It caught iron. He got the rebound back, fed it to Ryan. Ryan's off-balance shot, no good. Great offensive rebound by Whitney of East Knox. Beautifully done. 38-16, Tri-Village by 22. Open player, top of the circle, Finkbein doesn't shoot. Gives it up to Suggs. Moving screen, Tri-Village.
Oh, okay, they didn't call that on Suggs.
Finkbein picks it up. It'll be East Knox possession halfway through the third quarter. 22-point game. And it'll be brought down the floor by East Knox. In backcourt, it's Knepp. Good screen set by teammate Moreland. Here's Knepp off and running. He scoots into the lane area. A lot of contact. Tri-Village did not get in front in time. Common foul. Ball out of bounds to East Knox. Baseline left of the basket. Playmaker beneath the iron is Steinmetz, looking, pitches to Knepp. Knepp catches over the shoulder 35 feet away, goes to work against DeLong. Foul line up and under, one hand, makes it. Athletic play by Shane Knepp of East Knox, which gets a timeout. 38-18 Tri-Village, 3:38 left third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Serving the region since 1972 and celebrating 50 years in business, Barker Insurance has earned a stellar reputation second to none. Barker Insurance can customize and tailor an insurance plan for your auto, home, farm, life, and business insurance. We represent insurance companies like Erie, Ohio Mutual, Buckeye, and others. Stop by Barker Insurance or call to see how Barker can help you with your insurance needs. Phone 937-492-1850. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75. Number one is Barker Insurance, and that's for sure.
Hey, don't forget Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center, 101 East Pike in Jackson Center does it all, and Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness does it very well, too. A full line of prescriptions and over-the-counters, plus local delivery to Jackson Center and Botkins. Walk-in vaccines from 2 to 5, Monday to Friday. A test for the virus available, results in a day or two. Open 10 to 6, Monday to Friday. Closed 1 to 2, open 10 to 1 on Saturday. Phone 937-596-8100. Jackson Pharmacy and Wellness Center in Jackson Center. In-store shopping, curbside pickup, doing everything well to keep you well. A long three air mailed up there by Scantlin. In and out, no good. Rebounding foul, Tri-Village. It will be East Knox possession. Eight players, four white jerseys, four blue ones in backcourt. Pressure applied by the Patriots. On the hard dribble down the floor comes Dylan Moreland into the half court to Knepp. Knepp navigates the lane. Off balance, squeeze between a couple Tri-Village players. I tell you what, Chuck, this Shane Knepp of East Knox is a tireless worker. And if you give him a quarter of a step, he is going to get a two-shot foul on you.
Yeah, you can tell he's a good basketball player. Just really not getting a lot of help tonight.
A couple of free throws here for Knepp. Big knee bend on the way. Good. How many points for Shane?
12.
He's got 12 of the 19 for the East Knox Bulldogs. 3:14 to go third quarter. 38-19 in favor of Tri-Village. Make it 38-20. Knepp is perfect on both. Dribbling to midcourt, Jason Hale for Tri-Village. Throws it on the arc to Scantland. Left wing to a teammate. Oh, look at that drive of Tanner Prince. He darted to the rim. Great driving layup. Had an open alley, took advantage. It is 40-20, Tri-Village. Ball fumbled, baseline left on the play by East Knox. Ethan Ryan got it back. Fed it to teammate Sam Whitney.
Elbow on the left. Scores from 14 feet. Whitney on the mark. 40-22. East Knox down 18. Cook top of the circle outside the arc on the right to Hale for Tri-Village. Gives it up to Lane Sarver. Tipped away and stolen. Run out. East Knox sliding down the floor. Nathan Strebe. Traffic from behind. Foul against Tri-Village. Tri-Village has Jason Hale on the floor at the moment along with Seth Cook. Two young men in off the bench. At the line, Nathan Strebe, 5'11 junior for East Knox. He was in the active shooting. He's got two. 16 fouls on Tri-Village here in the first 5.5 minutes to start the second half. Foul shot lipped the rim, but Strebe, no good. Second one by Strebe in the air. Looks short. It is. And the board goes to Scantlin for Tri-Village. He fires down the right side to Cook. Cook puts it on the deck, goes baseline right below the rim, shovels back into the lane area to Scantlin, who muscles up a four-footer and makes it. 2 minutes to go, third period, 42-22, Tri-Village. Ball fed outside the arc on the right to Strebe. Strebe's pass is not a good one. Intercepted on the play by Scantlin down the floor for Tri-Village. Over guarding, I think, on East Knox coming up from behind. Team foul number two on the Bulldogs, who trail it 42-22 with a minute 55 to go here in the third quarter. Inbounds pass, Tri-Village intercepted by Strebe. Strebe for East Knox. Has it flicked away from behind by Hale, and Tri-Village has got it back. Off to Cook. Cook zips up the floor, throws straight away to Scantlin. Scantlin jettisons a three ball off the back iron, long board to East Knox. Minute 32 left to go in the third.
Bulldogs doing a much better job of limiting Tri-Village to one shot per possession.
Yeah, you can bet that was a message from Coach Powell at the intermission break. We can't give up all these second and third shots when Tri-Village has the ball at its offensive end. A drive by Knepp, blocked away by Tri-Village, and then the Patriots throw it out of bounds.
Not an incredibly sharp performance by the Patriots.
Nope.
Especially here in the third quarter.
You're right. Concentration has waned ever since the first 5 or 6 minutes. We saw something similar happen to the Tri-Village girls against Danville last Thursday in a regional semifinal at Vandalia Butler.
Yeah, they didn't have the same problem down at UD because they turned East Knox over about 800 times, or I'm sorry, Fayetteville Perry.
Here's a long three, left wing, missed on the play by Strebe. Weak side rebound, though, garnered by Moreland. Moreland hands off to a teammate who dives into the paint and sinks the shot. No, Whitney's didn't go down. It bounced off the iron. The foul was whistled. Two free throws coming. Ball did not go in, but much more aggressive effort at the offensive end of the floor here by East Knox in this second half. Free throw up and good to Sam Whitney. 42-23 in favor of Tri-Village. Chuck, I tend to think that the teams you play in the district, teams you play in the regional semifinal, leading up to strong opponents in regional final games, can be good preparation, poor preparation. You want to play a stout opponent leading up to a regional final. You can create some bad habits for yourself.
But you don't mind walking over a team as long as you play well.
Right. Here's a long three ball straight away. Lane Sarver, bingo from distance.
He's got his average now, 23.
45-24, East Knox down 21. They beat pressure. It's Sam Whitney. Low on the left to a teammate. Driving in is Rhine for the two-point field goal. Ethan Rhine knocks it in. 45-26, 19-point spread. Straight away, Scantlin. Nobody picks him up. At 6'6". Josh Scantlin, like Lane Sarver at 6'6", can drain shots from three-point territory. And with 2-1 second left at the buzzer, long three-point try, in and out, no good by Strebe of East Knox. And the third quarter closes. 48-26 Tri-Village by 22 after 3 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Whether you're looking for your first home or your next home, refinancing your current home, or building your dream home, the experts at Osgood Bank can help make it happen. With rates remaining near historic lows, right now is the time to act. Don't wait for rates to go up. Apply online today at osgoodbank.com or give us a call toll-free at 888-607-7640. Do well. Be good. Osgood Bank. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. osgoodbank.com.
Welcome to Frisch's. May I take your order?
Oh, yeah. Obviously, I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Why obviously?
Well, that's all you have, right?
No, we have a whole menu.
Oh, wow. I never even looked at the menu.
Yeah, we have quite a few options.
Ooh, super bad boy, chicken tenders basket. Those all sound amazing.
Yeah, and we have the original fish sandwich.
Oh, man. I love fish sandwiches.
So, what will it be?
I'll have the big boy, onion rings, and a Coca-Cola.
Frisch's Big Boy, home of burgers, breakfast, and big boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com and WMDR 105.5 TAM FM. We pick up play here at the start of the fourth quarter, a quick Tri-Village miss, and then an outstanding player for East Knox, Shane Neff, took the board, and wow. He dashed 70 feet down the floor, blitzed his way for a fine driving layup. And it's 48-28 in favor of Tri-Village. And Patriots are fouled down on the baseline, low on the right, while running their offense. Team fouls, 7 on Tri-Village, 3 on East Knox. We played 32 seconds here in the fourth. Ball inbounded from low on the right and handed to teammate Sarver, who missed the gimme from short range. Rebound popped out on the arc. Tri-Village has got it, and then it's stolen by Nepp of East Knox. He goes all the way down the floor for midcourt to the rack. Missed it. Got his own rebound back and sticks it in. 48-30, 18-point spread. Wilson Suggs on the arc, straight away to the three-point shooter. It's Scantland off to the right. No. Rebound East Knox. Baseball pass to midcourt. Caught on the run by Moreland. Moreland gives it up left corner to Nathan Strebe. Strebe fakes right, goes left. Slides a pass down inside. Well done to Ryan. Shot blocked out of bounds by Tri-Village. East Knox doing quite a few things a lot better, Chuck, over the last two quarters of this game.
Oh, they came out in the third quarter and played pretty well. And I'll tell you, Shane Neff is tired.
Yeah, he's Mr. Workaholic, does everything well for this East Knox team. Here's a long left-handed three-point try by Moreland on the inbounds pass. No good. Off the back brace. Rebound Tri-Village. Down the floor. Into the lane to Finkbein. Ball punched away by East Knox. DeLong gets it back. Goes right back to Finkbein. Low post left. And it is punched out of bounds below the rim by East Knox. 6:23 to go, fourth quarter. 48-30 Tri-Village. Time out called. You would think the Patriots would have this in good hand. Next minute or two will tell the tale for sure. 18-point lead, Tri-Village, early fourth on scoresbroadcast.com.
Steve and Ted and Anna are your neighbors, your friendly local HVAC, plumbing, and electrical experts. We service, sell, and install residential and commercial heating and cooling systems. Complete plumbing and electrical services, too. Steve Hooker and Ted Burning started Steve and Ted Services in 2002 and have been a household name ever since. Phone 419-628-2645. Steve and Ted's, your local Lennox dealer, with only the finest heating and cooling products. So get to know your neighbors, Steve Hooker and Ted Burning, at steveandtedservices.com.
Final 6 minutes plus. Here is Tri-Village inbounding, deep left corner, long three by Sarver, a little flat. It caught iron and then went on beyond the basket into the right corner. Rebound by Lester, who drives down the floor, throws on the arc to the three-point shooter, Nathan Strebe. Short, no good. Rebound below the basket. Great hustle play. Give Dylan Moreland an A-plus on that one. In midair, out of bounds, threw it in off a blue shirt.
They play really hard.
Ball inbound to deep right corner, Knepp. Knepp takes right, goes left, steps back, shoots the three. It kissed the back iron, rebound into the hands of Scantland. Up the left side, it goes to DeLong with 5:50 remaining here in the fourth quarter. 48-30 in favor of Tri-Village. Here's Lane Sarver. Now Scantland getting a screen straight away. Sarver, you can count it. 51-30, Tri-Village. How many points for Lane?
That's 26. I'll tell you, he came off a screen that time, got his shoulder squared. What a nice shot.
It was pure. Everything about it. He's got over half of the points for Tri-Village, 26 of the 51. Here is Knepp deep in the deep right corner, hemmed in. Good defense by Tri-Village, which takes it away. Down the floor to DeLong, to Suggs. Suggs gives it up behind him to Scantland. His triple hits the iron up in the air, and it soars over the backboard out of bounds. 5:05 to go, fourth quarter, 51-30 in favor of Tri-Village over East Knox. Winner of this game appears as though it's going to be Tri-Village, which will advance to a regional championship game. 7 p.m. tip on Friday night against the winner of Game 2 tonight, Botkin, Springfield Catholic Central. That tips at 8 o'clock. Too much dribbling by East Knox. Stolen by Tri-Village. And then a baseball pass all the way down the floor goes out of bounds. 4:52 left in the fourth. 51-30 in favor of Tri-Village. And here's East Knox throwing a home run ball for Knepp. And it's well over his head, out of bounds at the other end.
I think almost bounced over the fence for a ground rule double.
So, as a result of the ball not touching anyone, the ball will come back to below Tri-Village's rim. That's where the Patriots will put it in play. Up 21. Ball thrown baseline left to Sarver. Oh, was that ever pretty. He caught it coming off a screen. In motion, stats the pass, which was delivered about head high, and he flipped in a fadeaway short corner 15-footer. Dribbling down the floor, Knepp. Good shot fake, low in the left. Well done, up and good for East Knox. 53-32, Tri-Village. Ball thrown to the post, backdoor cut, Sarver on the finish, assist Scantland.
Nice play that time. Popped him up to the high post, backdoor.
That was smooth. Tri-Village, last two trips down. Patriots have put on a clinic.
Yeah, 31 points for Sarver now.
Here's Knepp, double teamed. Gives it up outside the arc on the right side to Strebe. 4 minutes to go in the game. Baseline pass to Peyton Lester. Fall away 10-footer off the ring. No. Rebound Tri-Village. DeLong to a cherry picker at the other end. It's Sarver. Sarver on the slam dunk.
Yeah, 10 in the first. Now he's got 10 in the fourth.
55-32. Sarver pushing 30 points.
33.
Woo! Sarver's got 33. That's 57 for Tri-Village. Baseline left, Knepp. On the arc to Nathan Strebe, no. Rebound Tri-Village, leaking out the other way. Scantland cannot catch up with the ball.
Well, I'll tell you, the league that Tri-Village plays in, no offense to that league, I can't believe Sarver doesn't average 40 a game.
Well, I'm sure at some point head coach Sagister calls off the dogs.
And he's got enough talent around him that they've got to share the ball a little bit.
Sure, sure.
Or nobody would get on the bus.
Oh, yeah.
Play by himself.
It's a well-rounded club. Yeah. I mean, you look at the points per game, nicely distributed for Tri-Village, which leads it 57-32, 3 minutes left here in the fourth quarter. Knepp, a long three over DeLong by East Knox. Wide right. Rebound down to Suggs. Suggs barges down the floor, gives it to DeLong. He goes cross-court to Sarver. Look out, another one. This one caught the iron. Rebound down to Strebe, up ahead, baseline left to Moreland. Fires it cross-court to Lester. His triple is in the air for East Knox. No good. Rebound down to Tri-Village. Man out in front. It's Scantland, beat everybody to the iron. Tried to dunk it, fouled in the act of shooting. And he'll get two with 2:35 left in this game.
I would assume that we're going to see the demise of the starters for Tri-Village now up 25 points with only 2.5 minutes to go.
I would certainly think so. I said Finkbein. That was not, or I said Sarver by mistake. It was Finkbein. Perhaps I did say Justin Finkbein missed the shot, was fouled. His first free throw is no good. Right on cue, Chuck. You called it. Heavy substitutions for the Patriots, who lead at 58-32, 2:35 to go in the fourth quarter. Second free throw here, Justin Finkbein, 6'5 junior, misses the second, and the rebound is poked up in the air. Coming down with it is Lester for East Knox. Goes to midcourt, handoff to Steinmetz. Outside the arc on the left to Moreland. Veers off into the corner. 30 feet from the rim. It is handled by Lester. Here's a shot hoisted by him. Maybe the longest shot of the night. No good. Danced off the rim. Long rebound, Tri-Village. Quickly down the floor. Low on the left. Leaning in. Shooting. Finkbein. No good. Rebound. Pulled down by Whitney. Whitney hustles down the floor. His 15-footer is missed by East Knox, which grabs the board. 58-32 in favor of Tri-Village. Here is Neff on the bounce. Carves out space in the lane. All the way to the rack. And he's got the deuce. Nicely done by Neff of East Knox. Timeout called. A minute 44 to go. 58-34 Tri-Village. Chuck will keep it here. Quick message from our pro hardware stores. One in Jackson Center, 112 East Pike. One in Greenville, 418 South Broadway. And a new one in Enon on Dayton Springfield Road. Now don't forget, at all of these local pro hardware stores, you can get big savings on DeWalt power tools, plus save on solid wood cabinets with soft closed doors and drawers, and beautiful white shaker cabinets available in 3 days. Like them on Facebook. That's Jackson Center Pro Hardware, 112 East Pike in Jackson Center. New location, 418 South Broadway in Greenville, and Dayton Springfield Road in Enon. Special pricing, professional service at your pro hardware stores. Tell Darren Yingst you heard about his stores on scoresbroadcast.com. Thanks for joining us online tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System, the radio on your phone for high school sports. You may be listening to us via a simulcast of the online presentation. Thanks to WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney, serving all of West Central Ohio. Thanks to our radio station sponsor, Sydney Tire, Reese Insurance in Sydney, Sydney Chiropractic, Emerson Wagner Realty in Sydney, Realty 2000 in Sydney, DC Sporting Goods in Sydney, and Troy Sydney Piqua Body Car Star. Loose ball at midcourt. Fouled was Dylan Moreland for East Knox, and he sinks the free throw to make it 58-35 Tri-Village with a minute 37 to go here in the game. Don't forget, we'll break away from our online presentation several minutes after this game concludes. The radio station will resume normal programming for probably 30 or 40 minutes. You will rejoin us online and via WMVR 105.5 TAM FM at about 15 or 20 till 8 o'clock. Scheduled tip, 8 o'clock. Springfield Catholic Central and Botkins. Good start earlier than that. We will keep you apprised. Winner that game plays Tri-Village in a regional championship on Friday at 7 for a berth in the state Final Four. And the competition at the UD Arena will first be the Northwest Region Champ meeting the Southwest Region Champ. Minute 18 to go. A made free throw by East Knox to make it 58-35. And then an easy lay-in right in front of Seth Cook of Tri-Village. Number 21, Cook, sprinted to the middle of the floor and fired in a short runner. 1 minute left. 25-point spread. East Knox has substituted freely. Knepp still on the floor, though. Throws it out back to a three-point shooter. And look at that touch. Senior Caden Sloan, 6'2", forward, 12th grader, hit the front rim softly. And like a feather, it bounced up in the air, hit the backboard, in it went. Here's a long three, ricochets out, but Cook. Another long triple by Tri-Village, overshot from the right wing, out of bounds it goes, and it will be brought down the floor by East Knox. That last three by Tri-Village was thrown up there by Luke Drew, a 6'1 senior.
Best part about that play was Knepp, who could continue to shoot, and he's trying to find his teammates to let him get shots here. I mean, that's a good kid.
Yep. And Knepp found a teammate in the person of Caden Stone. And it wasn't Stone-like touch. It was very soft touch on the rim. That last three by East Knox bounced and went through. Tri-Village misfired on a couple. East Knox has it back. 14 seconds to go. It is 60-38. Here's a shot in the paint area thrown up there by Stone, or I should say by Sloan. It is no good off the rim. Rebound Tri-Village, and that's it. That'll do it. Final seconds tick away. Tri-Village victorious over East Knox, 60-38. Chuck, after the first, what, maybe 10, 12 minutes, the game pretty evenly played.
Well, it was 16-3 at the end of the first quarter. So, I mean, yeah, they hung with them. That's not a bad basketball team. It's just Tri-Village is really good.
Yep. Third team in the state, Tri-Village, triumphs going away, 60-38 over East Knox. We'll have a two-minute radio station break upcoming. Two-minute radio station break in a moment. You know, we are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins, and those who come to us from towns all around. We're Myers Tavern, 303 North Main in Botkins, known at noon and at night for pizzas, subs, sandwiches, salads, and wings. We've got a full menu. You can be sure you'll always find something you want to eat as a snack or as a full meal. Breakfast starts at 6. Here's John Hemp, about whom I forgot to reference, I think, at the front desk for media. Were you able to get in, John, comfortably? Representing scoresbroadcast.com. I'll talk to you in just a few minutes. Breakfast starts at 6 at Myers Tavern in Botkins. The omelets are popular. Terrific strip loin steak dinners at Myers Tavern. They are outstanding, delicious. Proud to be a local casual hangout and welcome you for any meal of the day. Drop on by, have a seat, have a burger. Phone 937-693-8271. 693-8271. Place your carryout order from Myers, 303 North Main in Botkins. We bet you won't find better. We are a favorite of the home crowd in Botkins and those who visit us from towns all around. Two-minute radio station break next. Tri-Village triumphant, 60-38 over East Knox on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Lisa Marino from Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna. I know you're tired of feeling sluggish, bloated, in pain, and just not yourself. Let us help you get down to the bottom of what is truly going on in your body with functional medicine at Victorious Health. Functional medicine is the ultimate approach to addressing those stubborn gut issues, weight gain, and chronic pain. It's time to stop guessing what your body needs. Thanks to cutting-edge testing and highly personalized care, you'll leave Victor's Health feeling confident in your specific functional medicine plan. Get started now with your free toxicity score at victorishealth.com/radio. That's V-I-C-T-R-E-S-S health.com/radio. Or give us a call at 937-232-5237.
That's Victorious Health and Wellness in Anna.
This business and proud sponsor of high school sports provides valuable products and services for our local agriculture industry.
Well, here at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed, we have three retail locations, one just east of New Knoxville, one just south of Jackson Center, and one here in Pemberton, Ohio.
Matt Bambauer, who manages the Pemberton store, said area farms have relied on Bambauer for fertilizers, seeds, and crop protection chemicals for over half a century.
For me, this work has been a way of life since I was a kid. There's
There's actually four generations of my family that's been serving the ag industry. If you really wanted to look, it goes clear back to the 1930s.
Service is more than just a word at Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed. It's a promise that is kept with each customer every single time.
We serve the ag industry in six west central Ohio counties. Here at Bambauer's, we pride ourselves in providing the very best products and services to our customers.
On the web at Bambauer, B-A-M-B-A-U-E-R, fertilizer.com.
We welcome you right back here to Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We wrap up the Tri-Village win, 60-38 over East Knox. Tri-Village advancing to Friday's regional championship here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena at 7 against the winner of Game 2 between Botkins and Springfield Catholic Central. We've seen Tri-Village play a few times this year, Chuck. You at least once more than I have. It is a loaded club with outstanding size, good shooting ability. Tri-Village crashed the offensive boards in the first quarter. East Knox did not know what hit them, and this game was over by halftime. Tri-Village wins it in the end, but 22.
If you want to look at a spot, I mean, I know it's a 22-point game, and you go, wow, they actually played them pretty well. They only turned it 13 times, and I say only because Tri-Village in games like this normally turns teams 20 to 25 times with a lot of easy baskets. Tonight, Tri-Village actually had to work for their scoring. They out-rebounded them 38 to 29. That was a comeback in the second half by East Knox. 15 to 11 on the offensive boards. For East Knox, they were led by all-everything 6-foot senior Shane Knepp. He scored 21. He is Mike Clancy's player of the game on that side for sure. And we go to the other side, a little more balanced. Lane Sarver had 33. Then they got 13 out of Josh Scantlin. And Lane Sarver is my Clancy's player of the game on that side. So Knepp on one side and Sarver on the other. They had 54 points between them.
Sarver 33, Knepp 21. They are our Clancy's Award winners. Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy. Just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's. Just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Need a convenient means of traveling a few blocks around town on a street-legal golf cart? How about in the campgrounds or on your own property? Brunson Welding and Golf Carts has the perfect golf cart for you. Many colors and styles, gas and battery-powered, street-legal carts and maintenance carts for your business. Reconditioned inside and out, like brand new. Or if you need parts or want your current cart serviced, let Brunson know. A few thousand people in West Central Ohio own a street-legal golf cart from Brunson Welding and Golf Carts. See the big selection of convenient carts at 13377 State Route 29 Anna in beautiful downtown McCartyville. Check out the golf carts on Facebook, too. Call 937-726-3971. Brunson Welding and Custom Golf Carts. We make it even more convenient by delivering right to your doorstep a customized street-legal golf cart from Brunson.
I've got a job for you, or should I say a career, a rewarding career in advanced manufacturing. Today, computer-controlled machines are cutting steel like butter. You see, manufacturers are innovating the way things are made by creating new high-tech processes. The specialized skills for such processes are acquired at the region's educational and training programs, which are supported by Knox Machinery in Franklin, Ohio. To promote this endeavor, Knox Machinery is pleased to partner with ScoresBroadcast.com. As your local Mazak machine tool dealer, Knox has been a full-service dealer of metal cutting CNC equipment since 1996. Mazak machine tools are made right across the river in Florence, Kentucky. They are proud to represent a product that is locally manufactured in the USA. For applications assistance, training, machine tool service, parts, or to learn more about exciting careers in manufacturing, just call 1-877-KNOX-CNC and let the in-house staff go to work for you. Knox Machinery in Franklin, the first choice of metal cutting manufacturers in southern and west central Ohio.
Once again, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, entering Fairmont Trent Arena. Tri-Village knocks out East Knox, 60-38. Tri-Village awaits on Friday night at 7, our second game winner, Bodkins or Springfield Catholic Central. And because the two start times tonight were slated for 5:30 and 8, not 5:30 and 7:30, not 5:30 and 7, which would have been a tight fit, but it's done that way at sectional tournaments. We've got excessive time between games, every bit of three quarters of an hour. So we will return to the radio station for programming between games. Don't forget Bodkins and Springfield Catholic Central upcoming, probably around 25 or 20 till 8. It's not supposed to start early. It might. Who knows? They could tip that game at 5 or 10 to 8. And we might be back on the air with pregame at 7:30. The Bodkins Trojans against Springfield Catholic Central. A very good regional semifinal upcoming. For our online audience, for our radio station audience, for Derek at the station, for Chuck McBee alongside on color stats, on-site engineering, Jack Kramer for a short while saying goodnight from here at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena, where Tri-Village has beaten East Knox 60-38 on scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com and WMVR 105.5 TAM FM in Sydney.